Are you limited out there, or are you doing everything you would normally be doing?
No, I'm doing everything I'd normally be doing. So I don't have any restraints right now. I'm full tilt. So, you know, it's just one of those things about making sure when I get back in there, are my legs still under me, and just, you know, getting back into the swing of things.
How are you guys in the D line room, at the end in particular, handling Jason not being here?
I mean, it's tough. Whenever we don't have any brother on our team, it's from a DN to a wide receiver to, you know, anybody else. It's tough anytime you lose a brother. And, you know, just to lose a brother from, you know, the football aspect, but not alone the football aspect, just personality aspect. You know, he was one of those guys that always joked around with us and, you know, gave us life in the room. And so you can definitely tell that, you know, we're missing him right now. But, you know, we're just praying for him constantly and, you know, we're ready for him to get back here.
What about the leadership aspect? Who steps up and kind of fills that void, or is it a committee type thing?
I think it's right now it's still early, but it's one of those things where we all step up as a whole. You know, Cullen Jenkins is the oldest in the room, and, you know, he kind of put us all on his back, and, you know, he has this little saying that he's telling us right now to match me, match my intensity, match my focus, match my effort, and match everything I do. You know, I'm not the leader. We're all the leaders. So, you know, if y'all do as I do, we can be as strong as our weakest link. And so, you know, we just kind of rally behind him and been following his lead.
DeMontre, is there one part of your game that you go into camp now looking at and saying, you know what, if in 3 or 4 weeks' time that I can improve that part, that I'm going to be a better player than I was last year?
I probably say holding up against the run, honestly. You know, well, I've had time, experience, and I've gotten bigger, faster, and stronger. So, and then also, you know, I'm more comfortable in my scheme and the schematic side of things. So, you know, I think that also plays a part in me playing the run a little bit better. So, in 3 or 4 weeks, I'd probably say that would be the biggest improvement.
Is it hard to show your improvements against the run until you actually get into game situations where you're actually playing the run?
Oh, definitely it is. You know, you never know what happened until you go into that game experience. But I think it starts with just building up the trust in, you know, training camp, you know, playing solid against the run in practice when we go up here and we practice against Cincinnati and we play them, and throughout the preseason, like, it's going to be, you know, it's not just a one-day thing. It's going to be a constant struggle of just providing that trust and instilling the coaches that, you know, they can have the faith in me to go out there and hold up against the run.
Feel like you're all caught up on the scheme and the playbook from spring?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I've been studying while I was right before I came back. I came in a little bit later, and I was studying. And when I got here, I've been studying extra hard and been putting a lot of time and extra effort in. And then on top of that, Cullen Jenkins, Robert Ayers, the older guys, they're holding, like, extra meeting time, you know, just amongst ourselves, just to, you know, get a better understanding of the game and the schematic side of things. So I think that's paid off dividends, and, you know, it made me feel that much more comfortable in the schemes.
Is there something about this new scheme that you like maybe more than what you guys did last year?
I like the aspect, you know. Honestly, it's too early to tell because we haven't played against nobody. I mean, you can always say you like something now, and then, you know, it might not work. But I wouldn't really necessarily say it's a scheme thing. I'd probably say it's more of a coaching thing. I like the high energy. It's just a switch of pace. And so, you know, when the scheme part isn't going right, but you have that energy from your coach, you know, it kind of trickles down onto the player. So if we're not, as long as we have energy and he's taught us, go out there, play with energy and relentlessness, you know, plays will happen.
And for you, you really didn't get to spend, you didn't spend the spring with him much. So the idea of getting here with Spags, I would imagine it's a little bit even more of a culture shock for you than it is for the rest of the team.
A little bit, but not really. You know, I text with him on and off while I wasn't here. And then when I was here, and then even during this pass off, you know, and it's not from a football aspect, just talking to him, you know, hey, coach, how you doing? Or, you know, Coach Spags, what's up? And just for, you know, I feel like our personalities are similar, so we bonded a lot, you know, quicker. So, you know, I think it made that transition a lot easier.